I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Eleanor Jenkins, who's in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at Clemson University, and she goes by Lee, and Katie Fowler-Kavanaugh, who is in the Department of Mathematics at Clarkson University, and we're talking about research they did helping improve agriculture. So, Katie, do you want to start and tell us about that research?
Sure, that sounds good. So the project came about when I was at a workshop at the American Institute of Mathematics, and I was talking to the deputy director there, Estelle Basor, about a problem that they were having on some land that she rents to berry farmers. So the pumping for the agricultural region was pulling in seawater on the coast, and I was actually at the workshop talking about a similar problem. And so eventually, Lee and I proposed a workshop to come out and bring together hydrologists along with farmers and other stakeholders to try to see how we could use modeling and simulation and optimization to try to understand better farming practices there.
And so, Lee, did you want to continue?
Well, I think Katie summarized everything well. And I think since that initial effort, our problem has extended because we began to realize there were a number of complexities associated with this problem, that a lot of people have different competing interests in that region and have a lot of value associated with the resources, the natural resources there. And we wanted to help them construct the dialogue in that community that would pay attention to all of the different needs of the people involved.
And I know AIM is somewhat famous, or they have a good reputation for bringing people together, people from different fields, and then they get together and can work on a problem that by themselves they might not make much progress on. But also, and kind of unique to your situation, was that, like you mentioned, you had farmers involved as well.
Right. It was really exciting. Actually, we did continue to work on the problem. You know, when we're not at AIM, we've been really good about having weekly conference calls with a subgroup of the folks that were there and pulling students in. So in terms of the mathematics, it's a problem that is really easy to communicate to anybody. I mean, everybody eats strawberries and everybody understands the drought in California. And so it's a nice, inspiring problem for how mathematics can be used to solve a real-world problem. But also it's something that can be, I think, accessible. I've had undergraduates working on it. I have graduate students working on related problems. And so you're able to approach it on a lot of different levels, depending on the sophistication of the modeling that you want to incorporate when you're trying to answer some of these questions. But it was really great. We had conference calls with, you know, like a blueberry expert and a raspberry expert and a strawberry expert. And we were trying to initially set up models that would basically, we've usually phrased it as operate like a virtual farmer. So we had to really understand the planting and the harvesting schedules and water usage and yield and all the other sorts of things that would go into modeling a farm with these specific crops and the specific needs for that set of crops.
Is it true that nowadays farmers have a lot of data based on sensors in the soil?
That is true. They do have lots of information about what the weather's going to be like and, you know, the humidity and things like that, so they can better try to control the amount of water that they're using.
Like a lot of things, then, once you have all that data, it's important to be able to make sense of it or to draw conclusions from it.
That's true. I think part of it is just the uncertainty that's involved in, you know, in the future. Like when a farmer makes a decision to put something in the ground 4 months from now when the weather is completely different, you know, they're not aware of that. So they're trying to make these decisions in the presence of lots of changes in, you know, what's going on in the weather. So trying to incorporate that into the models that we currently have is a future direction that we're exploring right now.
And the work that you did, in addition to being the foundation for the mathematical moment we're talking about, you received a lot of publicity for it, didn't you?
We did. It was surprising. I didn't know that was going to happen, but we ended up having a little highlight on PBS NewsHour, which was great. And the NSF had a highlighted kind of banner on their homepage, which, again, we didn't really, you know, we didn't know that was happening when it was kind of being done. They just caught news of it and were excited about it.
And so when that story was on, were you both on?
We were involved in it. Like we had, there was a little video that, you know, when we were out there, the folks at AIM said they were going to shoot a little video explaining the problem, but I guess we didn't realize that it was going to go to that level and be on PBS NewsHour. It was pretty exciting.
Lee, is there anything you'd like to say about the research?
I think it's a very interesting problem. And I think the dynamics keep changing. And we've been fortunate to work with hydrologists and a group at the USGS, California Water Sciences Center, that has developed a software tool specifically designed to simulate multi-farm agricultural environments. So we have a lot of flexibility with this tool, and seems to be a lot of power with this tool. And these people from the Army Corps of Engineers and from USGS have really been very open with their time and been willing to help us with our efforts and answer questions. And they dedicate some of their time with to working with us on the project.
Now, you mentioned that you're still meeting or having conference calls. Is there any particular problem that you're focused on now or thinking about?
We're trying to enter more complexity into our problem. We're trying to simulate multiple farm environments. We're looking at what happens when you change the irrigation practices associated with a farm. We're looking at different sources of irrigation, groundwater, surface water. We're looking at what happens when you force or you impose water requirements on wetlands areas. How does that affect the farmers? We have an urban area now in the simulation region. So we just keep adding complexity, and we just keep trying to add objective functions that really measure what people want to do 10 years from now or what they care about, so that we can help them balance all these different perspectives when the water management agency is having to make a decision about how to conserve this resource.
Now, I noticed on your webpages that you were both got your degrees at North Carolina State and pretty close to one another. Were you students together? Did you know each other then?
That's a good question. We had the same advisor. So when I was just starting, Lee was pretty much finishing. And so that's how we met. And then, but since then, yeah, we've pretty much collaborated on a variety of different projects over the last probably, 13 years since I graduated. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right. Anything that either of you would like to add about the research or about math in general?
I think this problem has gone further than I ever anticipated it would go. And it has stretched on, and it has really intrigued people. I get comments from people all over the place, even a former student of mine who's sister lives in California, said that he had heard about our research and that he was grateful that we were trying to help water conservation efforts. So I think it's, for me, it's been kind of amazing how many people have really come up to me and said that they heard about this work.
And Katie?
Yeah, I'll just add to what Lee said earlier too. Like, it's just been a pretty amazing opportunity for us to get to work with so many people with different backgrounds and their willingness to give time to work with us. You know, as mathematicians, sometimes it takes a little time to be able to get on the same page as the folks that you're collaborating with. But this project is really an example of interdisciplinary work that's solving real problems. And I just, you know, my hope is always that I can kind of take these ideas and inspire my students with them to get them to go out there and take what we're doing in the classroom and use it to understand the world around them. So I'm grateful that this project kind of came to us. We were really lucky.
All right. So that was Katie Fowler-Cavanaugh just speaking there, and she is in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science at Clarkson University, and also Lee Jenkins, who's in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at Clemson University. Thanks to both of you very much, and good luck with the research.
All right. Thanks, Michael.